9 out of 10 hiring managers are having difficulty hiring today. Robert Half is here to help. At Robert Half, we know talent. Visit roberthalf.com today.
Here's your closing bell brief for Thursday, March 28th. I'm J.R. Whalen for The Wall Street Journal. U.S. stock markets finished the holiday shortened week mixed. The Dow Jones Industrial Average rose 47 points to close at 39,807. The S&P 500 was up 6 points. The index is up 10% year-to-date, its best start to the year since 2019. And the NASDAQ finished the day with a 20-point loss. Looking at individual stocks, shares of Walgreens rose 3.2%. The pharmacy chain posted higher sales for the most recent quarter, but narrowed its earnings projections for the current fiscal year, citing a challenging retail environment. Furniture company RH, formerly known as Restoration Hardware, forecast customer demand would pick up this year as interest rates ease. Shares were up 17%. Home Depot shares fell 0.6%. The home improvement retailer said it is acquiring the roofing company SRS Distribution in a deal worth about $18 billion. Shares of the parent company of Donald Trump's Truth Social fell 6.4% after surging in its first two sessions of trading. And a reminder, U.S. stock and bond markets are closed tomorrow for Good Friday. We'll have more coverage of the day's news on the WSJ's What's News podcast. You can add it to your playlist on your smart speaker or listen and subscribe wherever you get your podcasts.
This message comes from Viking, committed to exploring the world in comfort. Journey through the heart of Europe on an elegant Viking longship with thoughtful service, destination-focused dining, and cultural enrichment on board and on shore. And every Viking voyage is all-inclusive with no children and no casinos. Discover more at Viking.com.